Part 16. Lord Chaitanya then said, "The Vedanta Sutra consists of transcendental words or sounds uttered by the transcendental personality of Godhead. As such, in the Vedanta, there cannot be any human deficiencies like mistakes, illusion, cheating, or inefficiency. The message of the Upanishads is expressed in the Vedanta Sutra, and what is said there directly is certainly glorified. But whatever interpretations have been given by Shankara Acharya have no direct bearing on the sutras, and therefore such commentation spoils everything. The word Brahman indicates the greatest of all, which is full with transcendental opulences superior to all. Brahman is ultimately the personality of Godhead, and he is covered by indirect interpretations and thus established as impersonal. For everything which is in the spiritual world is full of transcendental bliss, including the form, body, place, and paraphernalia of the Lord. All are eternally cognizant and blissful. Yet, it is not the fault of the Acharya Shankara that he has so interpreted the Vedanta. But if someone accepts it, then certainly he or she is doomed. So anyone who accepts the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead as something mundane certainly commits the greatest blasphemy." Thus, Lord Chaitanya spoke to the sannyasi Prakashananda almost in the same way that Lord Chaitanya spoke to Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya of Puri Jagannath. And by such forceful arguments, Mahaprabhu nullified the Mayavad interpretations of the Vedanta Sutra. All the sannyasis there claimed that Lord Chaitanya was indeed the personified Vedas and the personality of Godhead. All the sannyasis were converted to the cult of bhakti, and all of them accepted the holy name of Sri Krishna, and they thus dined together with Lord Chaitanya within the midst of them. And after this conversion of the sannyasis, the popularity of Lord Chaitanya increased at Varanasi, and thousands of people assembled to see Mahaprabhu in person. Lord Chaitanya thus established the primary importance of Srimad Bhagavat Dharma, and Mahaprabhu defeated all other systems of spiritual realization. After that, everyone at Varanasi was overwhelmed with the transcendental Sankirtan movement. Recorded December 8, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.